Good morning, We Talk Radio. Let's get ready for the word on today. Thank y'all for joining in on this morning. And let's get ready for God's word. Good morning to everybody out there. Thank y'all for tuning in with us on today. I want to say good morning to you on Facebook Live. Good morning to you on YouTube Live. Good morning to you on We Talk Radio. And good morning to everyone tuning in on www.soilchurch.org. I am Pastor Jeremy Glenn of this wonderful church, thanking you for tuning in to grow in the soil with us. And we just want to thank you for all of your diligence in just spending that small segment of your Sunday with us on this morning. Well, I just want to thank all of y'all that reached out, because we were in a dynamic series here, the parable of the talents, and where the few becomes many, and being faithful over a few things. And there were just so many things that we talked about. Why would you hide it? And can you grow what was sown? It has been a life-changing, wonderful word. And I just want to thank you for all of your diligence. But with that being said, we're starting something new on today. We've got a fresh word from God on today, and I don't know how long we're going to be here, but I do want to talk about this because God laid it up on my heart to talk to us about one thing that we deal with every day. It's something that we use. It's one of our greatest assets, called our mind. And I want you to understand, as we go into this word here, we're going to talk about some things that are going to be beneficial to you, because one thing that I want us to understand through everything we've been through in our lives, that positive thoughts will position you for a positive life. Positive thoughts will position you for a positive life. What do I mean? Well, I got a word for you here. Thoughts. I did a strategic pause on that for a second, because I want to know what went to your mind when I said thoughts. When you think of the word thoughts, I want to know, what did you hear? Where did your mind go? What happened when I said the word thoughts, and what came to mind? Did you go down memory lane? Or did some of you say, what in the world is he talking about? Or did some of you just kind of allow your mind to go here, to go there, and just think about things? Because one thing that I want to tell us on today is your mind never stops thinking. Even when you're on a pause, or even when you're resting, or whatever that you may be doing, this thing continues to run. So when I say thoughts, the first thing that came to your mind has a lot to do with what you've spent a lot of time on. Okay, if you're thinking about the Dallas Cowboys playing here at noon on today, that's where your mind is. Or if you're thinking about something negative or something that people may have said about you, that's where your mind is. Because what I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about this word, and just bear with me as we lay the foundation, one thing that I do with my teaching style is I give you a foundation, I give you pillars, I give you walls, and then we're going to top it off with a roof and send you to Jesus. That's the way we teach here. Because one thing that I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that thoughts are extremely powerful. Thoughts are extremely powerful, and as a matter of fact, everything begins with a thought. When God said, let us make, when God said, let there be, it all started with a thought. And as we put our very first slide up here this morning, as we're still laying the solid foundation here, you think about it before you do it, and you do it because you think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do something great, sometimes people can say, you put some thought into it. But on the flip side of that, when something may not seem as well polished or something may not seem at its best, we can also say at times, not a lot of thought was put into it. So what I want us to understand here is that everything begins with a thought. It is important for us to know our thoughts position us to where we go. Our thoughts literally position us. They put us in formation, and they position us to where we go where? Anywhere in life. Anything that we want to do. Anything that we want to set forth to achieve, your thoughts position you in the direction in which you will go. You know, it's interesting to me that I find that we can be just one thought away from something great. But our thoughts may not lead us there because our thoughts are not positioning us into that level of greatness. We can be close to a breakthrough or the next level in our lives, but our thoughts can keep us segmented, isolated, and separated from that next level or our breakthrough. You know, things can be going great, but a negative thought can sink your ship. And just as we can talk ourselves out of our destiny, as we talked about in the last series, our thoughts can also sink our ship of success. So the question that I have with us on today is, what are we to do about positioning our thoughts? How do we, ladies and gentlemen, ensure our thoughts are leading us to our destinies? And how do we stop our thoughts from sinking our ships of success? How do we make sure we get rid of this thing called stinking thinking? And how to align ourselves with the thoughts of God? What do I mean by that? God said that he has plans for you. He said that his thoughts are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future. But do your thoughts align with God's thoughts? And is there a negative thought that is sinking the ship of your destiny and which God said should be yours? These are some of the questions today that we're going to be answering as we get ready for another dynamic word from God on today. As you see our message on today, on October 2nd, 2022, it says positive thoughts, positive life. Our message on today, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world is positive thoughts, positive life. Let us pray and position our thoughts to receive this wonderful word from God. Heavenly Father, we know that you're here. Lord, your word, it speaks to us, it lives through us, and it meets us wherever we are, Father God. Wherever our thoughts are, meet us there. Whatever that we proceed to do in our lives, be there for us, Lord. But right now, we're going to take this time to have just this pause in our lives to allow you to pour into our spirits, to renew our minds and our strength so that we can hear what you have to say to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, give us a hunger for you like never before and help us to be after your own heart, Father God. As we humble ourselves before you so that you can be exalted, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to allow us, Lord, to grow in your word, to grow in you, and to position ourselves to have a positive life in the name of Jesus. It's what you want for us, Lord. It's the abundance that you have the mind and the idea and the thoughts for all of us. And that is what we want to position ourselves for, to receive on today in Jesus' name. Lord, wherever the enemy is seeking to kill, to steal, to destroy, to distract, and to sink everybody's ships of success right now, Satan, we send you packing and you've got to get on out of here right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding as we listen to your word, and we thank you for the fullness and we thank you for the clarity of all that you're doing, and everybody said on today, amen. 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 I want to thank all of y'all that are tuning in all over the world. I want to thank y'all that are tuning in from India. Thank y'all that are tuning in from California. Thank y'all that are tuning in from all over Texas, any and everywhere that you are. I do want to thank you for just spending this small segment of your time, the 24 hours that we're blessed with, this small segment of time to just allow God to pour into your hearts. All right. So what I want us to understand here is I'm going to put a slide up on this morning because there is a quote that I want to share with us here as we start the meat and the potatoes of our word. And as you can see, your mind is a ship. It can sail across the universe as long as you do not allow negative thoughts to sink it. Your mind is a ship. I want you to picture a ship sailing, and it can sail across this universe as long as you don't allow negative thoughts to sink it. I'm going to take my time this morning because somebody will be liberated from this word from God. Negative thoughts will create a sinking crack in your mind. This is powerful to grasp onto because, as I mentioned earlier, our thoughts, they position us to where we go. Okay, our thoughts will position us to where we go. But I want to know something here. Are they cracking thoughts? Are they ship cracking thoughts? Or are they sailing thoughts? That is a question here that only you can answer because you know what's on your ship. You know exactly what is on your ship, and you can also feel when something's not quite right with your floating and your sailing in your ship. So I want you to understand something here. As we're talking about sailing and as we're talking about moving on, we're going to put a pickup here this morning. I want you to see this photo because I really want to set the right precedent for your mind. Take a look at this ship. This ship had some interference. It had some impact of some sort. In other words, there was a negative situation that impacted this ship. And ladies and gentlemen, negative thoughts will create a sinking crack in your mind. So you know, again, if you're sinking or if you're sailing, how do we know that? Well, you're not flowing the way that you should. And then on top of that, there could be some submerging going on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So as we live our lives, are you floating or are you sinking? Are things being submerged or are you on top? We have to make sure that we are consciously aware of where we're going in our lives. Because you're doing one of two things, ladies and gentlemen. You're either sailing or you're sinking. Those are the only two options. You're either sailing or you're sinking when it comes to your destiny and the fullness of your life. And if you do an honest evaluation about the state of your current ship, you know if you're sinking or sailing. How many of us want to tell the truth about where we are? How many of us want to tell the truth about what can we do? Why would you hide it? Can we be honest with ourselves? Are we moving closer to our destiny or are we sinking and allowing the enemy to allow him to attack our lives? Because we talked about how powerful thoughts are. Thoughts can liberate you or thoughts can enshackle you. But the question is, are you sinking or are you sailing? Now, speaking of sinking and sailing, there's somebody that comes to mind when I think about this because there was this guy, remember this guy here who was the Pharisee of all Pharisees as we've talked about? His name used to be Saul, and he was the guy that would go out and he would persecute Christians and he would make sure that they were in prison, and he consented to the stoning of this young deacon by the name of Stephen. Remember that guy? And he had this encounter on the road to Damascus, one by the name of Paul. Because when you have an encounter with Jesus, he can do some things like change your name. So he used to be Saul, but now his name is Paul. And of all people, Paul understands sinking or sailing. Paul was shipwrecked. He was going out proclaiming the gospel, and there was a situation that happened to where he ended up being shipwrecked. And what he teaches us during a lot of the epistles that he wrote, a lot of the teachings that he gave us here, and how he wrote most of the New Testament, one of the things that he teaches us here is whatever state that we're in, whatever state that you're in, to be content. How do you be content when everything is just going beautifully and perfect? And how do you be content when everything is sinking and everything is submerging? Paul is saying, I have learned that did not come natural. It wasn't something given to him. He had to go through some experiences to get to the thoughts and the mindset of being content, whatever state that he was in. And Paul is one of the biggest advocates of saying, whatever you have learned, whatever you have heard, whatever you've seen in me, put those things into practice. Paul understood, I've got to be content. Because he knew that if he could just be content, here's the thing, he would protect his mind. He would be able to be in a sinking situation, but his mind said that he was sailing. And even when things were going great, he could be sailing on top of the universe. He stayed humble enough to say, I'm not going to let that make me think I'm more than what I am. See, when you're sailing, you're on top of the water. Remember this thing we talked about a few weeks ago called in the pocket? When you're sailing, you're just deep enough to where you can get where you need to go, but you're not too low to where you're sinking. It's a perfect balance. And that perfect balance, oh, the Holy Spirit is doing something on this morning here. That perfect balance is how you sail. So regardless to whatever state you're in, you learn to be sailing. In other words, you learn to be content. This is one of the very many lessons that we can learn from the beautiful apostle Paul. But I'm going to go a little bit deeper than that here, because what I want us to understand, there is a scripture here that he talks about as we lay the foundation here. There's this thing that he's telling us here in the fourth chapter of this book of Philippians. And he was teaching the church of Philippi a few things. He wanted to let them know, hey, here's how you live. I want to give you a foundation. I know I haven't been able to see y'all in person, but I'm going to write this thing called an epistle because I want y'all to have a foundation. I want you to have something. I want to leave you a foundation that you can grow from, because I'm going to leave you something according to your capacity. And now it is your job to take this thing and grow it. So the church of Philippi, can you grow what I have sown? Ooh, the Holy Spirit is showing out this morning. That's what the book of Philippians is all about. So what I want us to do here is to open our Bibles here to Philippians 4 and 8. And I am coming from the New International Version of this text here because I love how it breaks down and gives us the practicalness of the word of God. Okay, so what I want us to understand here, let's hear what this apostle has to tell us about keeping our mental ships from sinking. Now, before we read this, I want us to understand, okay, again, he is talking to the church of Philippi, but anything that is in the word of God, it speaks to us, it lives through us, and it meets us where we are. So what am I saying? He wrote it back then, but it is also for us on today. Okay, so what I want us to understand here is in Philippians in the chapter four, okay, it's probably on page 622, regardless of your Bible. All right, in Philippians chapter four, in verse number two, he starts off, because he starts off all of his epistles with this thing called a greeting. So in 4 and 2, he starts off with this greeting saying, grace to you. But when you finally get down into the final, listen, the last part of this epistle, he ends this epistle with finally. So he starts off with saying grace to you. But as he gets ready to close, he starts off with the word finally. So let us read Philippians 4 and 8, and we're coming from the New International Translation here to hear what the apostle has to teach us about keeping our ships, our mental ships, from sailing. And it reads, finally, brothers and sisters, and if you can see it on the screen here, sing in Retalk Radio. I want you guys to understand that if you tune in with us here, you can always see, if you tune in live, you can always see the fullness of the word of God. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Think about such things. In other words, those things. Some translations in this text says, think on these things. I believe that's the King James and the New King James Version. Think on these things, these specific things. And he's saying that in his closing because he wants to leave them with a powerful message about the power of the thought. Whatever is true, what the apostle is saying, think on it. Whatever is noble, what the apostle is saying is think on it. Whatever is right, what the apostle is saying is, think on it. Whatever is pure, what the apostle is saying is, think on it. Whatever is lovely, what the apostle is saying is, think on it. Whatever is admirable, what the apostle is saying is, think on it. Whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, my brothers and my sisters, he's telling us to think on those specific things. And I like to call this, I like to break this down, and I like to call this the whatever is philosophy. This is called the whatever is philosophy. So what do I mean by that? Notice the word not is not there. But the word is there. Whatever is. We ain't concerned about the nots right now because I need to position your mind to think about what is. God is as faith is, and faith is as God is. Now faith is. God is all about is. God is not about the nots. And when we understand the is of God lines up with the is of our purpose and our plan, we don't have time for the nots in our lives. Whatever is what the apostle is teaching us in this text. And if something is, that means it exists. That means that you're becoming positioned to place yourself into agreement what is. It is like there is this lock. When Peter was stepping out of the boat, the ears was in lock with Jesus' eyes. But when the winds began to blow, the knots came in and then he began to sink. So whatever is in your life, you keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, and your ears will align up with his ears. Somebody got a word on this morning here. So here's what I want us to understand here. The word is in this sink. The word not is not in this segment. So my question is, which are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the is or are you going to believe the not? The choice is yours. And remember, you've got a sink that has a responsibility to take you to your destiny. But are you going to believe the is or are you going to believe the nots? Let's focus on the is for a second here. I'm going to take some of us back down. Here's this word, memory lane, because a lot of y'all that grew up and remember commercials and TV from back in the 1980s. Yeah, I'm kind of giving my age a little bit. Thank God to grow up and remember the great days of the 80s. There were a lot of different television commercials that came on. And it had a lot of different rings and a lot of different statements and segments and so forth and so on. I mean, you could remember the Gatorades and different commercials and are you sure, are you not sure, all that kind of stuff. Remember, that was good TV back then. But there was this one particular commercial that I want to talk about to align us with this word on today. All right, now some of y'all are going to get a kick out of this here. So if you laugh, I can understand because it's for you. So here's this thing. Remember this commercial of this spaghetti sauce, not just any spaghetti sauce, but this was Prego spaghetti sauce. Remember this commercial here? And this commercial back in the 80s, it was called Prego, and it had a slogan called, "It's in there." Remember that? As you can see that right there. You see the photo up there this morning here. And some of y'all, now I know I done made a few folk hungry right there. Somebody going to have some spaghetti this afternoon. Somebody going to Olive Garden. Somebody going to Johnny Carino's. All right. I get all that 100% here. Because in other words, there were certain ingredients that folk would taste to identify, in particularly Prego. Not any other flavor, not any other type, not any other brand or whatever. But there was something specific about Prego. So not just any spaghetti sauce, but it was Prego spaghetti sauce. And I remember this commercial here, and I think we got a photo up here. This guy here, he's talking to this one guy that's supposed to be this spaghetti aficionado who knows what he knows about spaghetti and all of that. And he's letting this guy sample, and he's giving this guy the spoon, and he's sampling, he's tasting and all that, and he's like, "It's in there." Some of y'all remember this commercial right now, because as you can see, this fella here, he's knowing what to expect. He had an acquired taste for this particular spaghetti. So when he identified and he knew what it was, he was able to confirm with, "It's in there." Now, when you can taste the flavor of it, you know that it's in there. When you know what the flavor is supposed to taste like, you can confirm that you know it's in there. When anticipated taste meets or exceeds expectations, it brings about a joy in your response. I remember Bill Cosby and the Pudding Pops and how his eyes would go all over and he'd do all that because it was something good, right? And you can go on, and I think now we got Wingstop where Flavor gets his wings and all of that because there is a joy that's supposed to be associated with what you taste, what you anticipate, right? Right? You have an acquired taste for it, right? So different samplings of different flavors can be presented to you, but when you're looking to taste a certain flavor, you know that flavor whenever you taste it. I know when ice cream ain't Bluebell. Mm-hmm. I know when there's a certain barbecue sauce that ain't a certain barbecue sauce, okay? I know when certain ingredients ain't a certain thing, because when you know what you know, you've got an acquired taste for what you know, and whatever it is, you're gonna know if it's there, it's in there, all right? So what am I saying here? I want you to look at this slide that we're getting ready to put up here on this morning, and I want you to look at this slide because when you taste the love of Jesus, and we'll have it up here in just a moment. When you taste the love of Jesus, it brings a special joy to the belly of your soul. But what I want us to understand here, there was this guy by the name of David. And one thing that David said here, if you remember David, he came from the Psalm 34. He said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And when you know his flavor, you'll know that it's in there. Okay, when you taste and see that he is good, not good, or it ain't about nothing negative, you're going to taste and you're going to see, and that is going to align up. So when you taste and see that the Lord is good, not that he might be good, not that he could be good, but that he is good. You know why? Because David tasted him. David knew about him. And David knew that wherever he saw Jesus, he knew it's in there. All right. I'm getting, oh my God, the Holy Spirit is moving this morning here. We're going to put this slide up one more time here. I kind of jumped ship on our guys here. So just go along with me, folks. So here we go here. When you taste the love of Jesus, it brings a special joy to the belly of your soul. I mean deep down to the belly of your soul. Have you ever known somebody that was soul food, and when you taste it, you can taste it as food for your soul? It does something to your soul. It ignites you, and you've got that acquired taste, and it's just like when Big Mama and them would cook, or when somebody would make some great northern beans, a hot water cornbread and all that stuff. When you know what you know and you taste what you taste, you know that it's in there. So how does this align with the word of God on today? I'm so glad you asked. Stay with me now as I get to break this thing down just a little bit more. In the whatever is philosophy, Paul is teaching us that there are ingredients in the love of Jesus. And if you would just acquire a taste of these ingredients, your ship can sail on the beautiful sea of positive thoughts. Okay, if you have an appetite to sail into a positive life, you will taste whatever is in everything you do and whatever you see. See, you will taste whatever is true and say it's in there. See, you will taste that because it's the truth that will set you free. It puts you in position for thoughts of truth. Okay, so whatever is true will set you free. And here's the other thing here. Whatever is noble, you will know that it's in there. Because whatever is noble, he who is noble plans noble things, and on noble things he stands. That's what the word of God says, and it's in there. Okay, so you will taste whatever is right and say that it's in there. Because even if you would suffer for what is right, you are blessed. That's what the word of God says, and it's in there. You will taste whatever is pure and say that it's in there, because blessed be the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Can y'all see the stew that we're brewing up on this morning? Can you taste and see where God has taken us here on this morning? Because you will taste whatever is lovely and say that it's in there, because love should be shown without pretending. Ain't nobody got time for no pretending folk. I need that acquired taste to know that your love is pure. Okay, you will taste whatever is admirable and say that it's in there because you appreciate those who diligently labor among you, okay? You will taste whatever is excellent or praiseworthy, and you will say that it's in there because the great Lord is worthy to be praised, okay? See, right about now, I need a Hammond organ going. I need somebody to get ready to get that organ going because I feel the Spirit ramping things up here on this morning. Because what Paul is teaching us in this text, ladies and gentlemen, is that we ought to think on the things of God. And when we think on the things of God, when we do this, we will welcome in positive thoughts into our minds. We will welcome positive thoughts into our souls and positive thoughts into our spirits. And that will allow us to welcome positive thoughts into our lives. I think right about now there, somebody just got a breakthrough and we need to just stop and give God a hand praise because somebody didn't realize how powerful that their thoughts were. And if they would just position themselves on the whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is admirable, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, if you just think on those things, you can position your ship to sail into the universe. Now, is there anybody out there that's ready to stop stinking thinking in your life? Is there anybody out there that's ready to stop keeping your ship from sailing where it needs to sail? Is there anybody out there that's ready to position yourself above the negative thoughts in your lives? I need to see a hand or two out there. I need to know that you are aligning with me. I need to know that you believe that God is and that God wants the best for you. God ain't got time for negativity. God ain't got time for nobody sinking your ships. God ain't got time for no cracks breaking your back when God has got great things for you ahead. So I don't know about you, and if I got to be alone on this, then alone I will be, because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of negativity creating cracks in my ship. I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with all of the nonsense things that are dragging down my ship. Sometimes I got to break myself away from social media and all the negative things that can sink my ship and all the negative voices that want to take me down and all these things that are around. And sometimes it ain't a good time to watch the news, and sometimes it's not a good thing to listen to this. I got to be a protector. I got to be like an offensive lineman, and I got to protect my great called my mind and not allow all these cracks to get into it. I know I can't be the only one that feels like that, because we have gone through enough with COVID. We have gone through enough negative news. The enemy just ran rapid with all negativity. But it is time for the people of God to stand strong and to take the control and say, I'm going to position myself for a positive life. Is there anybody out there that wants to team up with me? Is there anybody out there that wants to partner with me? We've got to take control of our own thoughts. We've got to take control of having positivity over our mind. So what I want us to understand here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to speak to that thing. We got to talk to negativity. And we got to let negativity know that we are in control of our ship here. So I want you to say something after me. I'm going to ask y'all as we get ready to close to team up with me, because there's strength in numbers is what King Solomon tells us here. So I want you to say something. Say negativity, you got to go. Get out of my ship. Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. We're going to say that again for them sitting way in the back. And I need everybody to team up with me. I don't care if you're on YouTube. I don't care if you're on Facebook. I don't care if you're online. I need you to be in alignment with me. Let's say this again. Negativity. You got to go. Get out of my ship. Hit the road, Jack. And don't come back no more. Because I'm deciding to change my life. Because Paul said in Acts 26:2 that I think myself happy. Don't bring no negativity to me, because I'm going to change it into a positive. Don't try to bring all that garbage to me, because I'm going to empty that liner and let it get disposed. I can think myself happy because I'm in control of my thoughts. And as we, ladies and gentlemen, need to understand here, as we guide our ships, we've got to let God be in control, and we've got to let him take us to our destinies and allow him to be the center of our life. Now, how do we do this? I'm going to give you a few tools as we get ready to close here. We got to do this by thinking on these things. Things that are true. Things that are noble. Things that are right. Things that are pure. Things that are lovely. Things that are admirable. Things that are excellent. And things that are praiseworthy. Because when you do this, you will acquire a taste a taste of the fruit of the Spirit. Has anybody heard of the fruit of the Spirit? I need to know if you've heard of the fruit of the Spirit. If not, this is your lucky day. This is your blessed day, because we're getting ready to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And when you do this, you will know that it's in there. Well, let us get you ready to know how to sample the fruit of the Spirit whenever it's presented and you can see it in your life. So you think on these things and taste His love. You think on these things and you taste of His joy. You think on these things and you taste of His peace. You think on these things and you taste of His patience. You think on these things and you taste of His kindness. You think on these things and you taste of His generosity. You think on these things and you taste of His faithfulness. You think on these things, you taste of His gentleness. And you think on these things and you taste of His self-control. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. And whenever you see those, whenever you come in contact with those, whenever you hear about those, you get your spiritual spoon and you say, it's in there. I got one last slide before I get ready to let you go here and get ready to eat your Sunday morning brunch or whatever you about to do here. I want you to look at this here as we get ready to close here. When you think the thoughts of Jesus by looking for the best in all situations, you will have the mind of Christ take over your life. You will have the mind of Christ take over your life. I don't know about y'all, but I want Jesus doing the thinking for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but I want Jesus to be in the control center of my mind. Because the Bible says that when you abide in Him, He abides in you. Now, your thoughts are not His thoughts and your ways are not His ways. But you can invite Him in and He can be in control of where you go and help you in your mind. Because if you decide to look for the best in everyone, and if you look for the best in all situations, you will look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And if you position yourself, you will see people the way Jesus do. You will see situations the way Jesus does. You will find the God in all things. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you will make the decision to think on these things. The things that we have read in Philippians 4 and 8. And as I get ready to close, you saw the title on today here. If you do this, and if you position yourself to this, and you put these things into practice every single day of your life, doing it little by little, the best that you can, you will welcome in positive thoughts that will lead us to a positive life. Now let's give God some praise for this mighty word on today. Somebody just got free on today. Somebody didn't realize that you don't have to sit here and accept negativity in your life. You don't have to sit here and accept all of the negativity. You can change that into something positive. And you do that by thinking on these things that God has given us to focus our minds on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, here's somebody on today. You tuned in, you got liberated, but you have not found Jesus. And this is your opportunity on today to allow yourself to be aligned with the positive thoughts of Jesus. And whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you've done, I just need you to say something very simple. It's a very simple process. And I just want to welcome you into the life, the lifestyle of living with Jesus, whoever you are. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Welcome me back into your arms because I love you. I believe that you died and that you rose on the third day with all the power and with all the glory. I'm yours. And thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe that with all of your heart and don't allow any negative thoughts come in and rob you of your belief, you, sir, you, ma'am, you are in fact saved. And I just want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. I want to thank God for welcoming you into the kingdom of God, because now your life is about to change. Everything around you is about to change. You're going to have to make some decisions to cut negative folk out of your life. People are going to say, oh, you ain't this and you ain't that. Oh, I remember what you did and all that kind of stuff. Get them out the way and think on these things. Thoughts of whatever is true, whatever is lovely. Okay, whatever is pure, okay, the best, not the worst, the good, not the bad. You do that, God will continue to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Let me tell you something. It ain't nothing that you've done that God can't forgive you for. So don't you allow your negative past to come in and rob you of holy thoughts, because God's thoughts are about who you are. That's why he's the author and finisher of your faith, because right now today, you're not finished. And right now today, you're still living your life, and you're still, your faith is still being perfected every single day. Okay, so don't you let that discourage you. But if you want a coach and you want continued counsel, if you need some help or whatever it is, just want to get something off your chest or whatever that case, here's the deal. I'm going to send you my email address. Okay, this is my personal email address, PastorJeremy@soilchurch.org. Because after you get this message here, that's when the enemy is going to start attacking. That's when the enemy is really going to test you. That's when things are going to get rough and things are going to get tough. But I just want to encourage you to think on those things. Think on the truth. Think on what's lovely. Think on what's pure. Have that self-control. Think on all of those things and go back to Philippians 4:8. And it will help you position yourself for a positive life. Amen? Amen. All right. It is giving time now. It's giving time. I'm clapping because I'm praising God in advance, because I know this is good ground. And if you give on this soil, you are giving on good ground. And I just want to thank everybody that has been teaming up with us to give and to just trust God and to just, hey, say, I want to be a part of this thing. Everything. I want to thank you in advance. I don't get a chance to reach out to everybody all the time, but I do just want to just take this time to thank all of you that do pour into this ministry here. And I'm going to tell you this, if you have ever given into this ministry, and those that give consistently into this ministry here, I know your life has changed. Something has changed about you, because this is good ground. Okay. The scripture says in Luke 6:38, it says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return unto you full, pressed down, shaken together and running over. And here's the beautiful thing. Men are going to start giving unto you, is what the Bible says. People are going to start blessing you. Blessings are going to start coming in. How does God bless? He uses people to do the blessing. But God is saying, I just need you to step out and try me. I need you to just give, okay? He said, blessed be the cheerful giver. Given with cheerfulness. Not, well, I don't know that, blah, blah, blah. Get rid of those negative thoughts. I'll send those back to hell in Jesus' name. I want to pray over every offering before we close on this morning. Lord, I want to thank you for every seed that's coming into this ministry. But there's a need for every seed and a seed for every need. And I just want to thank you for it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for those that are walking by faith. Lord, you told the woman with the issue of blood, it was her faith that healed her, Lord. Everybody's faith that is believing in this ministry, Lord, do something with their, allow faith to do something, Lord. Allow faith to do something in their lives. Help them to step out on faith and to just know that you're there. Whatever it is that's needed, God, whether it be health, whether it be wealth, whether it be a new job, whether it be a new house, whether it be broken relationships mended again, families that may have been separated, coming back, whatever it is, you know, Father God, what it is. Meet the need of everyone that gives into this ministry right now in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you in advance for supernatural return, for supernatural return, for supernatural return. I said that 3 times to represent the Father, to represent the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we leave this moment here, this Zoom, this whatever it is, Lord, this social media, we never leave your presence. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Protect us from danger seen and unseen. Keep us protected in our minds. Protect our positive thoughts, Lord, and do not allow the sifting foxes to steal our grapes, to destroy our vines, and to sink our ships. Help us to know, Father God, that we are in control. And if we just think on these things in Philippians 4:8, we can position our lives for positive thoughts that will lead us to a positive life. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Listen, thank y'all for tuning in with us. Thank you for spending a small segment of your time. It means the absolute must to me to know that somebody is being blessed by what God is saying to all of us. Have a fantastic week, folks. We'll be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you would like this page, share this page, let somebody else, especially somebody that you know that can benefit from this, let them be blessed by this. All right? We'll see you folks next week. Have a wonderful day, folks. Take care. It's out. It didn't even record. So I don't know what's going on with it. All right, let's see. I don't think. Let me.